This morning I brought with me a 3-frame photograph holder that contains 3 pictures of my father. One has him in his World War II Navy uniform, little CB on the insignia of the sleeve that you can just barely see. Stands for Construction Battalion. The second was taken, I would have guessed, sometime when I was in high school. The third was taken within about a year or so of when he died at age 69. In just a few minutes, I'm going to place this down on this rather colorful altar that we have here this morning as a memento of someone I'm being especially remembering of, and you who brought your own will also be invited to do so at that time. It was 1 year ago that our then seminary intern, Jackie Clement, introduced us to the Day of the Dead celebration, or Dia de los Muertos, if my Spanish isn't too terribly fractured. Jackie is of partial Hispanic ancestry, and she wanted to bring in her familiarity with this celebration and share it with us. The service was very well received, and even though Jackie has moved on now, she's in the UU ministry herself, serving a congregation of her own, we, Chris Parker, the RE committee, Sandy Newman, and I decided that this would be a good thing to do again. We had some nice help from Cornelia Holt, who's not able to be here this morning. I approach services like these with some degree of caution. I think multicultural awareness and sharing is a good thing. How various religions, cultures, ethnic groups, or societies observe certain events in the human or earthly cycle, or celebrate events that are especially meaningful to them, these are things that should be widely shared and make us more appreciative of our human understanding of one another and this common life that we all share on this earth. At the same time, I feel that care and respect should be shown to particular cultural or societal or religious context from which these celebrations have come. And this is the balance I look for in a celebration like this one, to discover how a particular cultural celebration can enhance and nurture the lives of even those who are not a part of that culture, while also showing respect for its origins. That is what I hope we do this morning. The Day of the Dead, as I have come to understand it, has a complex history. Its observance varies from region to region in Mexico and Central America. But one common theme is that it is regarded as a festive, even at times lighthearted occasion, rather than a morbid or mournful one. Of course, the loss of a relative or a loved one is usually at first a very painful time, as we all know. I still regret that my father passed away before all but one of his grandchildren came along, including the one that is named for him, my son. But in time, we also like to remember, we need to remember the fun things, the happy things, the things that made us laugh and feel good about the lives and the lives that departed. And this is what this is the dimension that the Day of the Dead service addresses. As I said, the observance takes place in a variety of ways. The day in Mexico for this celebration is November the 2nd. In some settings, it is felt that the souls of the dead actually return to take part in the festivities. In some of the more rural towns, petals are strewn along the street to guide the soul of the departed to his or her house altar that's been constructed. In more urban areas, families observe it with a special family supper, especially prepared breads, and sometimes with a tiny plastic skeleton hidden in the loaf of the bread. Sugar skeletons are also made for the occasion, similar to those that you see here, made by the children in our religious education classes over the past several weeks. From mid-October through the first week of November, markets and shops all over Mexico are full of special decorations for Dia de los Muertos. This includes skeletons, elaborate wreaths, and crosses decorated with paper, silk flowers, candles, votive lights, fresh flowers, all of which we have tried to bring into here, to replicate here. One common practice in these celebrations, as already alluded, is the placing of pictures or mementos that are reflective of the person being remembered and whose life and legacy is being invoked. The Day of the Dead is a celebration that predates the Christian era in Central America. This should be especially so. The Christian era didn't arrive in Central America until the arrival of the Europeans following the voyages of Columbus. But its origins are in ancient ceremonies and observances having to do with the veneration and worship of the dead. The imposition, and that is largely what it was, of Christianity upon this culture did not stop such celebrations, and the church just basically learned to live with it and in time incorporate some of its themes, as the decorated crosses and votive lights well attest. And so while this celebration is specific to a particular culture, and as I say, it should be recognized and respected as such, it also touches on a universal human theme and sensitivity. And that is our common need, our common human need, to celebrate and affirm in a joyful way the lives of those who blessed our lives, as painful and difficult as the loss of those same lives may have been at the time of their passing. That's the spirit that I want to invoke for us this morning. I want to close these remarks on a personal note. I've already spoken of my father, the pictures I have for him. I think also today of an uncle that I lost, a very tragic accident quite a number of years ago when he was the same age that I am now. This was the uncle whose middle name is my first name, which is Don Eddington. I'm Stephen Don Eddington. And it was my Uncle Don who gave me my love of reading and my love of baseball. First person I thought of when the Sox finally won the World Series there a week and a half ago. One of his favorite authors was William Faulkner, a man whose writings I've never quite been able to get into myself, but that's okay because I don't think Don particularly liked Kerouac or Ginsberg himself. Anyway, I bought a Faulkner novel and a baseball in order to remember him as well. So while my father gave me my life, and along, of course, with my mother, gave me my life and my upbringing, it was my Uncle Don who gave me my abundant life. It's a joy for me to think on them both. And as I place my mementos down here now, you're invited to bring forth any mementos of remembrance that you brought with you, as well as Simone and Jeremy play for us.